Any apologies?
Fabry Hart. No one else. Termon's remarks. Under Termon's remarks, I'm delighted to tell you that Uri Leisure Centre Phase 2 won both an RIBA Regional Award and an RSUA Design and Award on Friday. These awards are a great achievement for this new state-of-the-art centre and are down in no small part to the work and commitment of the council and council officers. Also, an email from Eamon Donaghy from Age Sector Platform has been received thanking Lorraine O'Reilly and Owen Devlin for all their support with the Newry, Mourne and Down Pensioners Parliament. Feedback from delegates has been very positive. Item 3, under Chairman's remarks, the Associate Directors of Public Health, represented by a group of 14 cyclists travelling from Dublin to Belfast, stopped off at Newry Leisure Centre at lunchtime today for some refreshments. The aim of the cycle is to highlight the health and well-being benefits of cycling and to encourage people working in public health to cycle themselves, as well as to foster links across the public health community. So thanks to them. And item 4, I want to inform members that all of the council staff previously located in Monaghan Court have now been moved to McGrath House, which is a council-owned facility. We wish all our PCSP, DEA and Programs Unit team the best in their new offices. And what we will do tonight is that after the action sheets, we will kick item 7 first to let some of the councillors from down the country get away. And any councillors not on this committee will have permission to speak on this item, so they will. It's only right because it is item 9. It's only right that they do because it is their DEA electoral area, so it is. And then we will take item 21, which is in committee. So I'd ask the press if they would leave maybe for 10 minutes, and then we will conduct the rest of the business. And finally, as this is my last meeting, I want to thank all councillors over the year who have supported me, turned up faithfully at the meetings in relation to this committee. I want to thank the director and the officers. I couldn't have worked with a better team over the year. And I just want to pay my thanks and say thank you to them. You know, they've made it easy for me in working with them. When you lifted the phone, they were at the end of the phone and they helped you. But thank you very much. Declarations of interest. Action sheet, we'll go through it page by page. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6. On page 7, we will now move on to item 9, Warren Point Community Hub. Are you taking that, Jeanette?
Okay, Chair, members, Legacy, Newry and Mourne Council had initiated a project to provide a community hub in Mourne Point, and some details are provided in the report. Discussions were ongoing with key partner organisations willing to progress this proposal, including a recommendation to carry out a feasibility study on the PSNI site in Warren Point. Due to recent delays with the project, we're seeking AHC approval to broaden the planned feasibility study and explore other available sites in the area.
Councillor Tinley.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I'm not on this committee, so thank you for your indulgence. Chair, we just came out of a meeting where the DEA councillors were, this issue was discussed. Just want to say, Chair, and put it on record that it's been an absolutely shabby piece of work the way this news has broke over the past couple of weeks, that the site in Warren Point probably is no longer available for community use for reasons yet unknown. And it was stated in the meeting that I've just come out of by the council officials that council have been in ongoing and regular contact with the estate section of the PSNA in relation to this matter. And to think that we are now sitting in here and the council as a corporate body have yet to be officially notified of this decision, and the officers and indeed the councillors read about this in the paper all at the same time, I just think is a shabby piece of work. There has to be a better way of doing business, but I think the contempt that the PSNA estates section have shown for the council here is very, very regrettable. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Magatera.
Chair, yes, I'll concur with the last speaker said, and in addition to that, and following the meeting, I do think it's extremely important. It's important that we actually get clear and completely clear the position of the PSNI Estates Management Group, and as you know, just to formally say that I would request a meeting with the Cottonleaf councillors, with the Estates Management Group, and may also include as an interested party the Community Centre for Warren Point Group as well, because I think that they had been building up their expectations had been built up in terms of the police station as a centre. And I do think we need total clarification. We can't depend, with all respect to the newspaper, we can't spend reading this in the newspapers and taking our lead from that. This council has put a hell of a lot of effort and man hours and women hours into this over the past 3 to 4 years. And I do think that if at least if we're able to determine what the actual factual situation is on the ground, we need to talk to the people who actually currently own the property. And I do believe, as I said at the meeting, that we as a council should be equal partners in the process. It's no longer a police station. It will not be open again, unfortunately, as a police station. So therefore, it is on the public market in a sense, and I would totally reject the proposition that the British government would be using this in any way and nonchalantly walking over the community in some diktat coming in from London, that this would be used in some way or other to enhance whatever form of Brexit takes place. And I think the community in our area, and probably the Warren Point area, will totally reject that. And so for that reason, I believe that we are equal players in this. We have every right to this. The community has every right to that piece of land, if required, than any other player, whether it be especially in the public sector. So, as I said, I just emphasise the meeting needs to happen very urgently.
Thank you. Councillor, I heard you mentioning there in relation to seeking a meeting. You're not on this committee. Is there someone that would support you in that and making that recommendation? Councillor Fitzpatrick, then. Councillor Rowan.
Yeah, listen, Chairman, I've no problem with us seeking clarification, but the reality of it is that the site is no longer available to us as a council. We spent 6 years working on this particular project, and unfortunately we've got to the stage where we're no further forward than we were 6 years ago. We had a consultancy report done at that time which indicated three sites. That is two now not available. There's one site left, and that's Canalham Park and Warren Point, and it's a site that's owned by us as a council. And while I accept that we still have to, until we get proper clarification that the site is no longer available, we have to keep the station on our sort of programme, and the paper in front of us today is sort of indicating we look at that there. But I think seriously as a council we need to look at Canalham Park now, and we need to move the project on, because the only collateral damage in all this here is the community of Warren Point, who are still without a community centre and no further forward now in getting one. And I think for the very nature that it's a council-owned park already, it would allow us to progress at a hell of a lot quicker than purchasing any third-party site from here on in. So while I accept that we do need the clarification, let's not kid ourselves that it's available. It simply isn't available.
So would you, are you going to second Councillor?
Well, I'm not on the committee either, but I would have.
No, I'm not. No. Is there anyone with Councillor Patrick?
I just want to formally propose that happens as a matter of great urgency and as soon as possible, and obviously maybe in the Cartleaf area that we'll just hold it in our area as soon as possible. This is just totally wrong for the community of Warren Point, who have fought, and I'm sure all the councillors in the area would say that, you know, they've worked with us, they've talked to us, and this is something that needs to happen, and the community centre is very much needed and has been very, very much searched for. So we need to work as a team now to get this across the line, but certainly before we take any action, I think we definitely need to have that meeting first, and unless we have it in writing, we have to be on the mindset that it's still available. Because even though we've been told on the grapevine and three other mediums, until we're told ourselves, we need to have that confirmed. Because not much point letting the boat sail if we find out afterwards that we didn't do the study and it was available. So we need to make sure we've exhausted that avenue before we take another step. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. And you've heard the seconder was Councillor Andrews. And as chairman, I would say it is sad that it's come to this. I've sat in this committee, even in the old council, for 13 years now. When I've come on over a number of years, I've heard Warren Point been mentioned and their need for community facility. I know what the people of Warren Point have been through. We had the same scenario in Saintfield, where we were pushed from pillar to post in relation to land. We thought it was land that we were ready to bank and build on. Then, for different reasons, the rug was pulled from below the people of Saintfield. So I concur with what yous are going through. I genuinely do. So I do. And I believe that it's wrong. Doesn't matter what and why they've decided not to sell to the council. It's wrong. People's hopes were up in Warren Point, in the greater Warren Point area, in relation to this. And as Councillor Rowan and other speakers have stated, you know, we're back to square one. So we are. And hopefully, when the meeting does take place, that, you know, you get answers in relation to it. Because it's not fair on our officers too. Because I've been hearing mumblings that what did officers know in relation to it. I think officers were the last people to know in relation to it. So they were. But I think it's wrong, and I think it should be pursued through a meeting, and if it's not available, then look at the alternative. And I've been told there's only one alternative that Councillor Rowan has stated. So I do concur with what you're going through as councillors for that area. And are the two councillors happy to propose the officer's recommendation in this paper? Yes. Yes. Yes, no, that's okay. So you've heard proposed. Seconder? Councillor Andrews? No, you're okay. I know.
Just to say, you know, and I appreciate we have to look at those other options, but I think we need to be very focused on this here, and we no delay on it, and we need to move forward as quickly as possible on it.
Well, hopefully the director will give you
Yes, Chair, thank you. I'll move both things at the same time, so we won't wait for one to happen before we move the other one, so we'll do both at the same time.
Just for clarification, Megan, you can include that other, you know, the mooted option that there was adjacent to the Down Hall Warren Point that Gillian referred. Yes, that everything that we spoke about earlier is included. Okay, right, that's great.
Happy enough, councillors?
We're
now going to item 21, and Lisa, if I could ask you for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Could I have a proposal of going to committee? Councillor Gordon, seconded by Councillor Moura, come out of committee. Right, councillors, for the purpose of the tape. Item 21, South Armagh South Down Peace Centre. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor O'Murray, seconded by Councillor Timmins, to resubmit the application and provide all necessary support to the community to deliver this project. And should there be an issue with financial sustainability in the future, the matter would come back to Council to consider. We now go back to the agenda. Item 4, Active and Healthy Communities Business Plan.
Is that just a note, isn't it?
Megan, you want
to? Yes, Chair. As you'll note, there isn't actually a report with this. What you've got in front of you is a business plan. Each of the Council's departments have been taking their business plans through their relevant committees. I don't intend to go through it. The format has changed slightly this year. But it's broadly aligned with the format in previous years. The directorate objectives haven't changed. Many of the actions remain the same. So we're happy to take any questions, Chair, if there may be.
Any councillor, any questions? Could have a proposer to approve them? Councillor Andrews? Councillor Dorn? Second. Item 5, DA4 update. Janine?
Yes, Chair, this is our monthly DEA report to inform members of some of the activities going on at the most local level. We seek a proposer and seconder.
Proposed by Councillor Moura and seconded by Councillor Andrews. All in agreement? Item 6, proposals for drug and alcohol awareness sessions. Janine?
Yes, Chair, this issue was raised at AHC on the 22nd of March, and officers were charged with coming back with proposals to deal with drugs and alcohol issues, specifically through the PCSP and the DEAs. Chair, the report provides a snapshot of the activities already undertaken or currently being rolled out. We seek approval for committee then on top of that to roll out a drugs and alcohol awareness raising session in each of the DEAs over the next year and develop a toolkit for distribution to groups wishing to tackle these issues.
at the most local level.
Just, Chancellor Patrick, just light on. First of all, as chair, I would like to thank the officer for bringing this paper forward. I had raised it at the last meeting in relation to drugs and alcohol, and it has to be welcomed that we're going to roll it out over the 7 DEAs. It shows ourselves as a council giving a commitment to areas of drugs and alcohol abuse and awareness sessions and that there, and hopefully that when they are rolled out, they're a great success. Councillor McMurray.
Yeah, happy to second or whatever. Just curious, forgive me if I'm being slightly pedantic or whatever, but the schools and community organisations, would that include EA youth service type organisations, or would that be different to youth clubs essentially? I'm just wondering. Thank you.
But through the chair, the DEAs work with a range of partners, so some may be with Education Authority and others not, but I can find that out for you and come back.
Councillor Patrick.
Yeah, I want to propose that. Absolutely fantastic. We had a number of them last year in the Cotley area, and there were three. There were drug and alcohol sessions with teenagers, 14 to 16, ended up peak tonight as well, so that obviously attracted them to it. It was more the pizza, probably, but I would say quite a lot of them did take some learning out of it. It was very good and very, very worthwhile doing, and something that should be on an ongoing basis. So even if it's done more often across the year, as well as that, there probably needs to be, I know it's about drug and alcohol awareness, so bear with me, Billy. There's also, you know, the social media aspect of it now that needs to be rolled out, I feel. And even if we take a lead on it, there's different people who do the talks on them. If we could incorporate some of that as well, to maybe even older people, that's not necessarily the teenagers and the youth of it, but maybe from 16, 17 up maybe to 2021, to have their social awareness, because, you know, the drug and alcohol awareness, when they've drugs or if they've alcohol in them, the social media aspect might come into it as well, and how that affects them down the line. So I think that could be incorporated into it as well, or maybe different sessions on that. Something that I feel would be very welcome and very worthwhile right across the board. It's something that obviously, given past issues, that is something that we definitely need to look at, and how we handle our social media. Because there is an element of fear now that with different groups and stuff of putting stuff on Facebook and putting it on any of the Twitter and social media. And it's just something that, whilst I might be aware, whilst you might be aware, there's other young adults and young kids that just don't have a notion. Because how many kids there on Instagram or Snapchat know the 2,500 people that they have as their friends? They certainly don't know that. You know, but it's about keeping them themselves careful and looking after themselves for the future and for their future employment. And stuff. So sorry for being on that.
No, we're not quite sure.
Thank you.
Okay. While I would welcome anything to do with drug and alcohol awareness raising for our young people, I think we also have to consider the adults when we're raising awareness of these problems. Because the people who are dealing in drugs and the likes are doing it quite openly on the streets of our towns and villages. And we should be promoting the use of Crime Stoppers. You may not know for definite that these people are dealing drugs, but if they're enough to raise your suspicions, please report it. And I think that we need to have an all-inclusive approach to raising awareness and trying to address the issue.
Thank you, Councillor. Everyone, so do we have a proposer for the recommendation? Councillor Fitzpatrick and Councillor Quinn.
That element is included within the awareness training session.
No.
Just because it's a massive issue. I mean, they're affecting their future life, you know, their employment, their connections with people, all of that needs to be brought in, because it isn't just the teenagers.
Item 7, Peace 4 local action plant.
Yes. Chair, I'll take that if you're happy. Chair, members, the report details the Peace 4 partnership recommendations arising from the meeting on the 18th of April. As members are aware, all of the reports come to AHD for approval. The report also highlights to members the current practice which permits the submission of tender documentation from partner organisations. So this evening, Chair, we seek approval for the Peace 4 recommendations as detailed within the report, and for committee also to note the ongoing commitment to manage arrangements around a potential conflict of interest when dealing with tenders and tender submissions from partnership members.
I'd
like to propose that, and I'm actually very delighted to see with the BMX track in there. That's fantastic, along with some of the other stuff that's there. That's fantastic, really, really good. So, well done. It'll be good schemes on the bike, and hopefully more people will come on board and put in expressions of interest moving forward to get this money, as much of it spent in our area as possible. Thank you.
Councillor Andrews.
I'd too like to second the proposals. I think it's a good news story, that, and it just shows a lot of good work that Peace 4 is doing at the moment, and long may continue. And thanks to the officers all for preparing the reports.
Okay. So you've heard proposals. Nigel.
Chair, thanks for letting me in. Chair, I just wanted to emphasise the fact that there are risks on both sides here. First of all, there's the risk that potentially some of the funding may at some point be deemed ineligible due to us allowing partnership members to apply for funding streams. Now, as you can see from the report, the SEUPB have said as long as the Council manages this through its declarations of interest and makes sure that those parties are not party to any of the decisions and not on any of the committees that make a decision and they express their interest the whole way throughout, that it shouldn't be an issue. The risk on the other side is if we said to those members that they couldn't apply because they're a member of the board, that they would resign from the board, and that would give us issues around actually having a functioning board and being able to deliver the programmes in the first place. So we're suggesting that we move ahead as we always have done, which is to allow them to continue to apply. And as Janine has said, I believe you said, Janine, that all of our neighbouring councils, or most of the other councils that are involved in this, are taking exactly the same approach.
We've contacted several councils, Chair, and they've all confirmed the same approach.
So you've heard proposed and seconded, all in agreement? Item 8, Rough Trevor Men's Shed, and 16 the Square Rough Trevor lease agreement.
Yes, Chair, the report specifically relates to number 16 the Square Rough Trevor, and the committee will note we currently have a tenant, the men's shed, within these premises, and they're requesting an extension to their current lease. The report also details that we have a number of health and safety issues on site, and we've taken some action to make sure that the premises are made safe for our current tenants. We seek committee approval, therefore, to continue the lease arrangement, but only on a month-by-month basis. And in the meantime, we'll carry out a condition survey on number 16, the Square of Trevor, and a feasibility study before we bring back options to this committee for the future of those premises.
Councillor Fitzpatrick.
I'm just a bit concerned. I mean, how does the Trevor Men's Shed feel about this? Because they do really good work, you know, and where are they going to go if they haven't got there? They've been absolutely fantastic, and you know we're working in the Cotleaf that perhaps they will be able to help roll out for the men's shed. I know they're working with Warm Point at the minute, you know, across different areas. They would be maybe the test case, but I just feel that, you know, where are they going to go? I mean, is there somewhere else? Are they going to be housed? I'm also keeping them in there, and obviously we have to do the work, but I'd just be concerned at making sure that they're not left out in the limb or something, you know, because they definitely do good work, so just a bit concerned.
Through the chair, we have been talking to the men's shed and reassuring them that we're not going to throw them out.
Okay.
We've also, through the DEA coordinator, been exploring other options in the area.
Okay.
So, yes, your point's well made, but I follow up on it to ensure we can get in touch with them.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to propose that on the basis that they are in 100% communication all of the time and at no point feel that they've been set down or left out. Thanks.
Councillor Enright.
Chairperson, I just want to bring to the attention of council officers that Ross Trevor Coastal Rowing Club is currently homeless and has piggybacked on the back of the men's shed. And indeed has attempted to go for jointly for funding with various agencies to see if they can come up with a joint solution. I think it would be useful to council officers to note this because there may be avenues in sporting finance that could support the project in Ross Trevor that might not just be available to a straightforward men's shed. I do believe they're also looking at a spot nearer the shore. So possibly, could that be taken into account and in terms of sports development? And I know we are trying to do sports development for coastals and outdoor adventure type sports, that we could take into account the men's sheds, given the fact that they're accommodating the Coastal Rowing Club.
I'd be enough to kick out and build that into it. Are you making another, are you seconding the proposal then? Councillor Henry, have that built in?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Councillor Flynn?
Yes, Chair, I was about to second the proposal. Men's sheds are still in their infancy and they're quite fragile groups. A lot of the men aren't used to dealing with all the red tape that goes with running and organising a group, and I would hope that we can help them as much as possible to maintain this, because I know they are trying to work and encourage other men's sheds within the area, and I think what they're doing is absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. So you've heard it proposed and seconded. All in agreement? Item 10 now. We've dealt with item 9. Expression of interest, land at Prestbrook Community Centre.
Yes, Chair. Members, following an expression of interest for lands at Prestbrook, one application was received from SureStart. So as officers, we now seek approval to work with SureStart personnel to explore the options around terms of use and develop an appropriate legal agreement. Their funder, for example, may have certain conditions attached to a lease or a facility management agreement. So it's looking for approval to go ahead and start that piece of work, Chair.
Councillor Loughran.
Thank you, Chair. I'm happy enough to propose the officer's recommendation.
Yeah, I second it.
Proposed by Councillor Loughran, seconded by Councillor Taylor. All in agreement?
Aye.
Item 11, landfill funding. That's you taking that, Jeanette?
Chair, members, the report details funds allocated originally from the Ulster Wildlife Trust. They were allocated to the Downpatrick SIF project. The deadline for spend in relation to this money was the 31st of July 2018, and due to delays within the Downpatrick project, it's unlikely we'll meet this timescale. The proposal, therefore, is that we reallocate this spend to the Saintfield capital build and ensure not that this funding is not lost to the district.
Councillor Andrews.
First of all, I would like to propose the recommendations and that we do proceed ahead with the transfer, and I do hope that at some future stage that there will be other funding available for the likes of Downpatrick, you know, to be considered at a future stage. But in the meantime, I'm only too happy to propose that they proceed with this recommendation to keep the money within the district instead of not lose it. Thank you.
Councillor Andrews. I will second that proposal. So, well, as I say, we're able to keep the money within the district in relation to it. So you've heard a proposal, second. All in agreement? Item 12, indoor leisure capital schemes. Kieran.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Chair, as part of your 5-year programme of capital works, money has already been set aside for the upgrade and refurbishment of Kilkeel Leisure Centre reception and dry side changing areas. So in order to proceed, our estates and procurement department require council approval to proceed with the works. So the recommendation is we're asking the committee to approve the works to take place within Kilkeel as part of this financial year.
Councillor Quinn.
Yes, thank you, Chair.
I'm glad to see that this has come before tonight, and I would propose to go ahead with this. About a few years ago, I had requested some kind of a facelift for Kilkeel Leisure Centre. Now, I know this is just the inside reception and the outside, but the outside of it does need some work as well. So I'm quite happy to propose this, and looking forward to a wee bit more money in the future. Thank you.
Councillor Dorn.
Happy to second it, Chair. Just when will the work start, and will they have the closest down at the right time during the work being done?
Chair, sure, we'll hope to minimise as much disruption as possible with a number of different access and ingress and egress into the centre, so we'll hopefully minimise that. We'll just need to work with the consultant, obviously, or estates team to schedule the works, but we'll hopefully minimise as much as possible. We shouldn't envisage a centre closure.
Well, councillors, you've heard a proposed and second agreement. Item 13, Heller Park. And that's Connor.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. This report's asking committee to consider a request from Beckett Investments Limited, whose license agreement for access across Council Island and Heller Park is following the agreement to reinstate it. They want to upgrade it to the artist impressions drawing that's attached as appendix to small seated and flower bed area. And once works are completed, all insurance and maintenance will be carried out by themselves rather than council.
Could we have a proposer? Proposed by Councillor Lauren. Do we have a seconder? Councillor O'Meara. All in agreement? All right. Item 14, the play strategy. Connor, you're taking this.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. As part of the play strategy's community consultation for each one of the play parks upgrade, recommendation was to take back to committee the final stage after the community engagement was complete. And this is what we have in front of us, is the play board report and the design for the new upgrade to make play park. We're asking committee to consider the proposals and the expenditure set against these proposals.
Yeah. Just to propose the recommendations, I think it's really good news for the area. I know the community are absolutely delighted with the plan, so well done to all the officers in that, because it's absolutely fantastic. So okay. Tonight we propose it.
Thank you,
I'm happy to second that.
Right. You've heard a proposal and second. All in agreement? Right. Item 15. Oh, Councillor Loughran, would you turn your light off?
Oh, sure.
Councillor Quinn. One wee question, just going straight there. Connor, on alone, Clay Park, there was a couple of new pieces of equipment in it, but they're still cordoned off. Is that still the case? And when will they be opened up for use?
Again, through the chair, Brian, the works of the reinstating some bits of kit that was removed was carried out to the NS department, and I believe from talking to them as recent as last Friday, the reason is cordoned off is they've resowed some of the grass around, and they're waiting for actually the grass taken before they open up to the children. So I'm at the hands of the NS maintenance department, so I assume in the next week and a half, Brian, it should be open.
Thank you. So you've heard proposed second, all in agreement. Alright. Item 15, Derry Lake soccer pitch. Connor, you're taking that one.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. As part of our capital investment into our sports facilities strategy, there was money set aside for each one of our upgrade facilities. Derlecky Complex has a budget of $150,000 set aside for 2020. As recommendation has come in from both the Caribbean League and Windmill Stars to upgrade one of the pitches, Willie Davis pitch, we're asking the committee to consider the bringing forward of $36,000 within this financial year to carry works, essential works to that pitch to get it to a standard that's suitable for both the Caribbean League and Windmill Stars.
Okay.
Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Yes, I'd like to propose that Windmill Stars, certainly I would know more about them than I do about the Caribbean League, and I know nothing about soccer, except the fact that we have a lot of young people. I don't have a clue. I know that we have a lot of young people right across the district, and especially in my own area, a lot of kids travel in because I just see that orange uniform all the time on people's washing lines and that. I have to propose that because they do such a great job. They've got so many kids involved in their sport. They have just, you know, went through the roof. And I actually heard that tonight that some local child or something from before, I don't know, has been signed with Man United or something. So not that I know one thing about why they bring the ball back in the centre. No interest, no, but I just know I don't understand it. But it's good for them. They're at sport. They're out there. They're not hanging around watching PlayStations and playing those games. They're out there and they're being active, and that's really what we're about. So yeah, I'm happy to propose that, and good luck to them. So, thank you.
Councillor Taylor.
I just wanted to second the proposal, and I think it's so important because I know Windmill Stars have been going on for a long time. This team's right up to senior level, and you know, one of the biggest issues that they're facing is they have to go away to play their matches, which is quite disheartening because when they're playing at home, at least now they'll probably get more people out to watch them and gain that and garner that support. So I'm very happy to second that proposal.
Sure, yeah, just basically to say I also welcome this report, and I think it's very, you know, it's good to see both Windmill Stars and the Caribbean League working together here for something that will benefit the entire football fraternity within the Newry, or wider Newry area. And I say that, you know, the Caribbean League's a long standing institution in the area. I'm a former player of it myself many years ago, though maybe wasn't much of a player. And I know the Windmill Stars are a very successful club and have had a great number of children and adults playing within that within the club. So I say it will be a great benefit to everybody within the football fraternity in the Newry area, and I'm very happy to support it also.
Well, councillors, you've heard proposal second, all in agreement? Right. Item 16, consultation response guide for safety in sports grounds, and Owen will take this.
Thank you, Chair. The council are responsible for issuing safety certificates to four sports grounds in our district: Park Esler, Russell Gaelic Union, Cross the Glen and Newry Showgrounds, as well as regulated stands at Ballyholland and Downpatrick Racecourse. There's currently a consultation going on about upgrading the guide to safety at sports grounds. In the past, there was an All in Ireland guide created by Sport NI, who were the official authority. Department for Communities have now engaged the Sports Ground Safety Authority in England as the competent authority, and they're currently revising their version of the Guide to Safety in Sports Grounds, which covers all grounds in England from Wembley, Emirates, Etihad, etc. Although the principles in it we can't argue with, what we're wanting permission here is that we have permission on behalf of the Council to write to Department for Communities. There's the possibility within this guidance that it will put very onerous demands on some of our sports grounds, which are obviously of a much smaller scale than what they'll be dealing with in Great Britain, and also that they provide sport and assistance to ourselves as enforcement authorities. So we're just looking that the members agree that give us permission to write and voice those concerns.
Councillors, you've heard the officer. Do we have a proposer? Mm-hmm. Councillor Mora and Councillor Dorn. Second. Item 17, Age Friendly Alliance. And that's you again.
Thanks, Chair. The Council, for a number of years, have had an Age Friendly Strategic Alliance. We're currently, and we have an Age Friendly Coordinator that's funded by the Public Health Agency. We're currently looking at reformulating the actual alliance. We have older persons forum, which have real older people on them and are doing very and working very well. But the alliance, we feel, needs reformulated.
Real people,
actual old people, as opposed to the agencies involved, and those four have been doing great work. I've lost my speech yes now, but memory's gone. Historically, the alliance didn't involve any elected members, but in the new model we're putting forward, we would like to have elected members on it. So what we're looking for nominations from each party group and independents to settle the age-friendly strategic alliance It meets twice a year, but there may also be opportunity then to visit the forum and speak to the actual older people.
Councillor Quinn? Yes, Chair. I would be very happy to propose this. And I think, like a lot of people, there is jokes being made about older people's forum. It's not pensioners' forum, it's older people. And I think that counts from 50 years of age up. Because as people get older, develop pain and things like that, they need the support of these groups. And I think, particularly in Urien Mourn, and in the last few years in the Downside, this is a growing force, and we will be hearing a lot more from them. So I'm quite happy to propose that.
You've heard it proposed. Do we have a second? Councillor Andrew second. All in agreement?
Right.
Item 18 and 19 is for noting. And item 20, the community serve.
That's also for noting, Chair.
What's that? Is it also for noting?
And 20 is for noting as well. So, once again, councillors, thank you very much. And thank you for supporting me over the year.
Billy, I just wanted to say, I'm so delighted you're going to be back here in the back benches with the volume turned off.
Yes.
It's so brilliant to have you back. He didn't do too bad a job. He just talked a lot, like, but anyhow, well done.
I make sure I sit beside you, councillor, with Patrick.